look like? If I was to actually go into space or be off the Earth, you know, a couple hundred miles or 1,000 miles, what would it look like? It's flat. I mean, how big is the oceans and the land masses of Earth?
VMware.
VMware. I don't. Okay, can you use different words to answer the question?
It's what it looks like.
It looks like VMware?
Yes.
Okay, can you describe VMware? Because I don't know what VMware looks like.
Well, BAFA and Merrill Lynch had it at $63 a share, but instead it is at 70.98.
So you're talking about a stock.
Yes. But it's one we already told you about. We already told you all about it. Remember, Michael Dell, you were here that day. You were here that day, and this is a picture of what that is. Michael Dell had a big erection, and he decided to buy EMC Square. He bought EMC Square and ripped VMware to pay for the motherfucker, to pay for the own damn thing, which is exactly what you're doing with your Earth. You're taking your Earth to pay for your Earth, or a little corporate buyout, a little implosion in the world. So the picture of the world that you're looking at looks like an impartial push-down, lockdown buyout that allows you to take someone else's money or some other world and paint this picture of this world paying for this world that is this world. And instead, it didn't work out. And so you go from $49 a share to $70 a share because they're buying the stock back. So okay. Are you doing right. That with your world? And that's what the picture looks like, a buyout.
Oh, okay. Okay, I said what it looks like. I didn't say, picture.
We told you that in February, and that's the picture. That you have a little something to work with. People are dawing, trying to make little pennies, so help them what you can. You know.
All right, let's talk about the firmament.
You know about the
calls. Let's go back to firmament. Calls versus puts.
Yes.
Speaking of calls, as in versus puts. Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about the firmament. Now, the firmament, does it, you're familiar, you know all the TV series, but for example, the TV series Under the Dome that CBS put on, the firmament that's over the Earth, does it touch the Earth at some point? Does it encapsulate the Earth?
No, you got to get the Vulgate. You have to get the Vulgate, the late 4th century translation of the Bible. Talks about the firmament being separating the waters above and below the earth.
Okay, that's a good point about the waters above and the waters below. I don't see how.
That's what firmament is.
Okay, this firmament, the way I understand it is that it's actually some sort of clear structure. Made of either glass or crystal, some type of
Genesis,
glass structure.
Genesis 1:6-8.
Right. But what's it made of? What's the firmament made of?
Water.
Oh, the firmament is actually water.
The division of water is firmament.
Oh, but okay. So what is it? How would you describe the thing that divides the water?
The third heaven is what breaks you, making the space for the little man to live. You were cast down to this earth from God, so you had to have a safe place. So the division between the third heaven allowed you to have a different water that was divided that allows you to stay here, which is what Genesis 1:6-8 says. It's expansion.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's the wide extent.
Okay, so this different water that you're speaking of, that is the firmament, is it?
It's a vault.
If I could walk
between the waters to separate the waters from the water, because you have the water coming and then the water you have now. Living water is coming. Well, that third heaven divided that. That's what Genesis said. There's nothing you could do.
Okay, the vault is dividing the living water from the water we have now.
Yes, clearly separating the waters above from the waters below the earth.
Okay, now I want to get at the at its structure. I mean, are you able to describe it? Is it like a vaulted dome where it actually?
It's bigger than a bread box.
Yeah, right. But does it touch the ground? You said it was. Oh, so it does not touch the earth.
Not yet.
Oh, that's interesting.
The heavens or the sky, when they're regarded in tangible things.
Okay. So it doesn't touch the earth. Now I want to get back to how we were talking about the earth orbiting the sun. And I can't visualize how the earth orbits the sun with it being flat.
Right, it does.
Okay, it does, but I asked, okay, does the earth spin? You said you didn't like spin, so does the earth move? In the Bible, there's places in the Bible where they said the earth is still. It does not move, and that's where the foundations and the pillars are about to keep it from moving, right?
Oh, no, it doesn't keep it from moving. It keeps it stable.
Okay, it keeps it stable. But the analogy you gave, okay, we'll say the earth is a playing card, and as the earth, or as the card moves across a table, which you described as this universe that it moves through or whatever, how does this orbiting, how does it orbit the sun to where it appears, you know, if you're on Earth, that the Earth rises and sets? I don't get how the movement works with Earth to give us that effect that we see in the sky.
Well, you can build a little thing where you have the sun and the earth going around the sun going around the earth. It makes no never mind. When you're cresting around the sun, it shines and then it goes to you on the backside. So it doesn't, it's dark side. So it's the same way you would pronounce the light side and the dark side of the moon. Same way. If you took a flat card and put it on your deck, of your truck, and the sun's on it, then you're on that side of the sun. And when the earth's on the other side, it'll be dark, and it won't have light on it. It's the same way. How does that happen? Same way.
I don't think I'm following you. Are you saying that there's a light side and a dark side to the sun?
No, light side and dark side to the earth.
Right. Well, okay.
It's revolving.
But how does it revolve? How does the earth revolve? Is it, okay.
Suffering cats. You made the little earth to make fly the little heaven, and you have the little Jerusalem and the little Absalom and the little problem and the little temple to fix all this into your fixed places that fit. You'll get to the real kingdom, the world, what you call the round earth, but you've got to get there first.
You're saying there's a round earth? But it's not this earth.
There is a round earth and it's not this earth. That's right.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how I can... Because I still don't see the... Okay, here in North America, where I dwell, you know, the sun rises in the east, rises up, crosses the sky, sets in the west. And I'm trying to figure out how the hell the earth orbits the sun to cause that effect when it's flat. It is flat, isn't it? Is he still present?
We are. We kind of answered that already. It is still flat. It's as flat as it was last week when we talked about it last week. It's still just that flat. It's flat. It's flat. Yes. As flat as it was. Yes. As flat as it probably will ever be. It's flat. Yep. Flat.
Okay.
Yep. Confirmed. It's flat. Yeah, it's still flat. Wait, wait, wait. Wait. Wait for it. Wait. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Wait, 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 wait. Wait. 1 second. 1 second. Wait. Yes, it's still flat. Yep. Nothing's changed. It's still flat.
Okay, let's go about it this way. Let's say I got a ball, and this ball, it doesn't matter. It could be a baseball, anything, softball, and I'm going to say that this is the sun. Okay, now outside of the sun, I'm going to say I got a quarter or half dollar, something flat. But I'm only concerned about the face of it that represents the flat Earth.
Which would be the obverse side of the quarter.
Okay, fine. So as this quarter, which is the Earth, orbits the Sun,
the Sun orbits the Earth. You got it back?
Oh,
we were very clear.
That is not what you said last week. You said,
but I thought it is.
But, okay.
It's recorded.
That's right, it's recorded. You did not say that the sun orbited the Earth. You said the Earth orbits the sun.
We did. That's what we're saying now. We're saying that the sun orbits the Earth. Yes, that's what we're saying now. You said it the other way.
No. I did not say it the other way. I was trying to say it that way. It sure enough is. Wow. Okay.
Boy, this middle kingdom has fucked y'all up.
yeah. Sure enough. Okay.
So if you lay the ball on the ground, you lay the quarter next to the ball, is it light or dark?
The quarter?
Yes.
Hell, I don't know.
Well, it's light. Of course it's light. But when you revolve it around and turn the quarter on its side so that it's facing top of the Earth, the converse side of the obverse laced quarter will be dark. There you go.
But you're saying the sun is the one that's doing the orbiting.
Correct.
And it always has. Okay, see, now you've gone back and forth, up and down, and now I don't even know which fucking way is up, so based on what you're saying, you can say anything at all, and
based on your question, we understand. All right, that's good.
I'll take that. All right, my questioning is fucked up, so I can't get a decent answer, but
you're getting a very good answer. You got VMware, that was good. And you like Southern Company, that's good. And what else are you doing? Working with life sciences, that's good. And you see that euro is at zero, so that's good. And you see them bringing lira back, okay, that's good. You see a lot of countries defaulting on their debt, yeah, that's good. You see Angola, America having a nervous breakdown, okay, that's good. So far you're doing pretty good. This side of the hedge grove in, you're doing all right.
So, Ion, these countries that are defaulting on their debt, why don't they just discharge their debt?
They can't. To whom would they discharge them?
Whoever's claiming that they owe the debt.
Well, what if they say, okay, here's my country, get out. Get out. Where are you going? That's what's happening in Serbia right now.
Right, they're telling the ones claiming that they owe a debt, they're getting their asses kicked out.
No, the ones who owe it, they're taking it. They're fixing to take Puerto Rico back and saying, get out of my country. Bob, we're trying to get Bob the Dyke to buy it, but he would just develop a worse Zika virus that his products help cure or something. You know Bob, he's pretty much the devil when it comes to that kind of crap.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. What else?
His only hell is mama ever raised.
His mother. Yeah. Okay. Damn. I had some more, and I got off track here. when
So you're saying is he seems a bit impish. Is that what you're trying to say? A bit impish?
Who is?
Our Bob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I don't get what Bob is. Bob, all I've heard is, and Bob said it himself, that he's going through this process to get his U.S. citizenship, and for and I have no fucking idea why.
He better hurry before it's gone. He better get him start whittling stars. When they start carving the stars off the little flaggy flag, he better hurry. They take two stripes, a red stripe and a white stripe off of it. Yep, that'll be about right.
Hey, Ian, who's taking Puerto Rico? Is there some person taking up, or Puerto Rico's possessing the country? They're in debt to themselves. What was that you were saying?
No. When you eat yourself, you starve to death from empathy, Bob.
Yeah, but who'd he say, Brian, was taking over a debt?
People owe the bond. They owe the bonds, and in order to satisfy the bonds, they'll have to take the country or province of Puerto Rico.
So whoever is being owed takes over the country?
Or to whomever they transfer the debt to.
Okay.
Which is probably going to be you, Bob, except for the Zika thing, and we know what you'll do, so we're saying
yeah, I'm a bit of a devilish imp.
Yeah, well, impish.
I'm going to be the last guy to become an American citizen, Brian.
And he'll get up there. He'll get up there and he'll say, "Pledge of Allegiance to the flag," and sing "Rule Britannia."
And a little Zappa, a little watermelon hay.
Yeah, bump me hard in the watermelon hay.
Go ahead, Brian.
So okay, well, so is this it sounds like you're saying the same thing is going to happen with America, that these debtors are going to come in and foreclose, so to speak, and say, "All of you, get the fuck out."
Well, whatever currency that they work out, that's still being worked out. See, the pillars are still holding. I mean, they're waning, but your middle kingdom is just about done, foreclosed, as it were.
Yeah.
And you see it because they keep making the more debt, because you got to keep making debt so you can have money. Then you make debt because you have money. Well, where does it go? It goes like the debt. Then you got to have money. Then money, debt. And then you owe $250 billion and you have to eat yourself.
But right, but it seems, well, everybody's got debt and money all fucked up. They're saying that they're the same.
Well, they should read what the money. They should say what the money says. If they read the money, they wouldn't fuck it up.
I mean, the whole thing runs on debt anyway. There is no money, so why don't we just start discharging the fucking debt? And
you've got, because then no one would have any money. Silly. The reason you don't have a gold-based economy right now is because there's not enough gold.
Right. Okay. And that's, okay, there's a lot of people that said that. So, yeah, there's no way we could get to where we are without them taking...
You can't make everybody... Dollars. Everybody wanted to be rich. In order for everybody to be rich, you got to have money and not be worth anything. So now you're rich. Okay, good. Congratulations. You win.
Okay. All right. What else? I should write my shit down so I can remember it. I'll write it down next week so I can get
when you phone. When you wake up, Brian, you won't remember anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah. See, I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means to wake up or be asleep or none of that business either. So, can you explain it to me reasonably without?
It's the state of being rich, material prosperity.
Oh, that's what you mean by...
particular resources, an abundance of valuable possessions or money.
And you're applying this to being awake or asleep, is that right?
Well, we'll get you there.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
We'll get you there. You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Long as you get me there, Bacon, we're all good then.
Well, we are. And then once we get there, we're going to let you tell us about the lamp stands.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. I can go with that.
Yum. we just nutted a little bit just then. Oh, it's so exciting.
Okay. Let's see. What else is I going to go into? I don't know. I have to do. See, even when I go back and listen to this, I'm not even going to know what it is. I'm going to question.
You won't hear it. You won't hear it because you'll be awake and you won't know.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. All right. So. Well. Let's see. What else can I get into? Let's see. Let's have a little conversation. And obviously, because we're talking about this money debt and we're all rich, so I guess it wouldn't do any good.
No, you're not all rich. No, hell, you're not all rich. You all desire wealth. So the essence of creation makes there be more and more and more and more debt. It's your creation of more and more and more and more and more. That's why you want all the water in the world and then you waste it, but you're giving your water back to yourself. And that's why we don't care, because once the carbon gets just right, there won't be any need for the water. There'll be less and less and less of it. It'll change.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let's talk about this. All right, we'll talk a little about the Middle Kingdom I find myself in. In this Middle Kingdom, the way it's set up with this nothing but debt infrastructure, I don't even want to go that route. Let's talk about the birth certificate. Now, I asked about something here a few months ago, and you said go to Washington, D.C. and get diplomatic immunity.
And, we told you to go get an allodial title. See, you woke up. And
See, you're changing it again. Come on, man. Look.
It's called an apostille. It's an apostle.
Okay, all right, fine. Now, this allodial title that you're speaking of,
it's what you'll qualify for. It's what you'll qualify for once you have your apostille. You'll make yourself sovereign.
Okay, all right, fine. So, what am I doing an apostille on, this title? Is it on the birth
Your ownership, and that has nothing to do with your owner, with your birth certificate. That doesn't prove anything. It proves that you're sovereign.
What proves I'm sovereign?
An apostille.
Okay. All right. Explain to me getting an apostille. What am I getting an apostille on? Because don't you have to do an apostille on some document? I didn't hear you, Ion.
We didn't say anything.
What are you doing that? Okay, what are you doing that? What am I going to do an apostille on?
Yourself.
On myself. Okay. So, what office do I go to? The Secretary of State's office, or where they do the apostilles and authentication?
You go to Embassy Row, and you go to the State Department. You have to register with the Department of State, in the state that you're in.
Wait. I have to register with the state that I'm in. What do you mean by that? Where I live or where I...
Wherever you live, you have to have it signed by one of the following: a U.S. federal office official, an American consulate officer, a military notary, a judge advocate, that's the 10 U.S.C. 1044A, or a foreign consul diplomatic official registered in the State Department Office of Protocol.
Right, but you're talking about a document. I just asked you, what document are you going to get all this signed off on?
The apostille.
Ah, fuck, we're back to the apostille. Okay. All right, now let's just
that's
stay
what
with
it
the
is. It's the Hague. Go to the Hague website. H-A-G-E.
Yeah.
You can find it.
Okay, so when I go to the Hague website and search apostille, they're gonna tell me how I can take my MeTech body somewhere and get an apostille.
Yeah.
Go to Washington, D.C. and a few thousand dollars. Get it done in a minute.
Washington, D.C., a few thousand dollars. Okay, when I figure this shit out, I'm going to fucking do it. But look, where do I go?
Let us know if we can help.
Okay, sure thing. Are you leaving? Are you still there?
We're here.
Okay, all right, now listen. I'm going to take my body, my meat sack, to Washington, D.C. to get an apostille. This is where I go to the Embassy Row, what you were saying?
Yes.
Okay, Embassy Row, and what's after the Embassy Row?
Well, you can do it. You can do it by state, but you just probably just go to Embassy Row.
I can do it by state, but when you say I do it by state, I'm doing it by state, but I'm still in Washington, D.C.
That's where you have to register it.
Register it, and the it.
The apostille.
God damn it! Listen. I'm trying to get to the apostille, but you're jumping ahead, and then you're going back to the apostille that I haven't even developed yet. I want to know how to do the apostille on my land, my body.
Then go to apostille.com.
Okay. I'm going to tear that fucking website up, and I'm going to see where it says you take your fucking body
It's easy.
Okay, can you explain it to me very easily?
Mm-hmm. Call Documents International, LLC, 2002 Timberlock Place, Suite 200, The Woodlands, Texas.
Uh-huh. Then what? Who's going to answer the phone?
Margaret.
Okay, when Margaret answers the phone, what do I say to her?
You're going to say, I sent you an email at service@apostille.com. And she's going to say, oh, let me look up your file. And then you're going to ask for a special discount. And when you get the special discount, then because you know how cheap you are, then you can go from there.
Okay, but she's going to look up a file. What the fuck does that have to do with my body, getting a apostille on my body?
She's going to help you fill out the document that then you take to Washington, or they may take it to Washington for you.
Okay, very good.
$55.
I knew there were some fucking documents in this, and you were sitting telling me, hell no, you just go down there and do your body.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Bob, will you wake Ryan up? He's off the rocker today. He's off the...
You know what? Yeah.
We're going to get you some Strontium 90. That's what we're going to get you. You'll like that.
Hey, you know, you haven't brought that up in a long time. What is this? What is the Strontium 90 business? I haven't heard that in years.
It's yummy. The telephone number if you're on your truck is 1-866-299-4379.
And this telephone number is to who?
Apostille.com.
Okay. So I'm going to call. All right. Now, see. Okay. But I got to get a hold of Margaret.
There's other ones, too. That's just one that's handy. Any I'm going to do, help yourself.
Okay, so here, now I want to clarify this. Now, in this entire process, my birth certificate, well, it's not mine, I understand, but the birth certificate that I've, that has, you know, my name on it that was created, you know, back when I was born in North Carolina, it has nothing to do with this process. The birth certificate has nothing to do with it. Is this correct?
Zero to do with it.
the birth certificate has zero to do with it. Okay. So when I get a hold of Marge or Matt or whoever she was in Texas, and she pulls out this file, the documents that are there in that file, correct?
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Well, I'll have to go back and listen to this again and again. I'll straighten it out as best
I
can.
Well, for God's sake, make sure you're asleep when you do it.
Okay, and I'll make fucking sure that I'm asleep, whatever that means.
Yeah, okay. That's all good. In your 10-hour breaks, look at your logbook, and when you're not in your logbook, it'll be then.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's not really right up to date now, is it?
Well, no. These fuckers got me on electronic logs, and it's, you know.
And it's still not right.
Yeah.
There's a little breakage. But that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's very good. I'm definitely going to look into that. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're so welcome. We still adore you. Now, if we can just get your little man happy, you'll be all right.
Yeah, let's work on getting a little man happy.
That's for sure. Your meat sack body's doing good.
Yeah, it is.
Congratulations.
Although, you know, I got to talking smack here a while back about a lot of people around me was getting sick all the time. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck's the matter with you people and why you getting sick all the time and this, that, and the other. And then I got a little something. I thought, oh, guess my battleship mouth got my rowboat ass in trouble, eh?
Yeah, but at least we didn't throw your back out. We considered that. You hate that, so we were trying to be good about it.
Oh, it was you, huh?
It's not nice to fuck with Mother Nature, Brian.
Okay, I muted him. We're moving on. Okay, Nate or Alyssa, go ahead. And then Nate or Alyssa, or, yeah.
Oh, I was muted. Hello.
How you doing, Alyssa?
Greetings.
Hey, darling.
Hi, hello. So I have a lot of questions. Maybe today it'd be cool to talk about how the voice changes.
It doesn't change. The way you hear it changes. Next one.
Okay. Well, so people's voices seem to change as they grow, even though there's no time.
No, they extend longer, so your ears hear different. The pitches change. As they mature, the elongation changes the frequency that you hear. The hearing is what changes. You kind of get it backwards a little bit. It's like drinking water. When you drink water, when you hold your ears in the tub, it's different.
Uh-huh.
It's why the acoustic space is why people think they can fucking sing in the shower when they're stone deaf otherwise.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Okay.
Like that. Same way. Okay, next. You're on a schedule, darling. 6 o'clock.
Oh, I am? Okay. okay, so when you said it ends in the Thompson Quadrant, did you mean the print era will end in the Thompson Quadrant?
It already has since the Gutenberg Galaxy print's done. Now it's OMG,
right.
What's the BFD?
I noticed that when you said that a few weeks ago, quote unquote, no time, whatever, that there was a lot, you know, of focus and concern and learning within the Thompson Quadrant, so I found it notable that those timings lined up.
They should have killed his damn ass in the coach house and stopped all this foolishness. We told them to, but no, everybody seems to know everything. Then they blow the thing up, and then they wonder why it's all blown up. But, you know, what you going to do? Kids today.
So what's my tonal bass?
E-flat.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Do I have a circadian rhythm?
Everybody does. Yours is off a little bit. Because, like, when you do the fluffer, that fluffer thing, the sleep side of fluffer, it's a little bit weird where you're up in the middle of the night and you're down in the middle of the day and you're over and you're under and you're back and everything around to do with stuff. It's a little scary sometimes, but just go with it. Yes, take your remedies, your complete formula.
Yeah.
It's always the same time. Because you're all over the place when you take them. Bob did that. He liked to lock his fucking mind. He liked to do but then he was drinking a whole bottle at a time, too. So what you going to do?
Okay. Can I mean, I'll just pick the time.
Did. Go ahead.
Recommendations.
We don't care when you do it. Just do it the same time.
Okay.
Every day. It would be good if you ate the same time every day, but that ain't happening. We know. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, right. Are there any other than taking the formulas at the same time of day? Is there
more protein. More protein.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
More protein.
Okay. Thank you. Does your cloud have a pericardium?
It may. That's not been developed yet, so we can't develop all that yet because you're already picking. They're already picking, and we got to keep Bob safe. Bob safe is what's the most important thing at this point.
Is the imagination
there is still... no imagination.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Well, there's not.
It would be
look
fun.
At its definition. No, look at its definition.
Okay.
The faculty or action of forming new ideas or images or concepts for the external objects not present to the senses. There's no none of that anymore. That's done.
Right. Yeah.
Ever since Lewis, there is none of that.
What's
Lewis? C.S. Lewis. It's some of those people Bob used to fuck in the butt. He did that all the time to all of them. T.S. Eliot, all of them. The doppelganger. Yeah,
okay,
he would do all that.
He was
quite a bold brummer, let me tell you that, Bob.
Hey, did he say this? There's no imagination? Was that the theme?
Yeah. Yeah.
No imagination.
And C.S. Lewis and C.S. Lewis, imagination is gone. Well, what can you can't even put, you got pygmies doing porn now. That's not, you can't even have any imagination. Anything you think you imagine, there's already fucking YouTube about it. So how is that imagination? Well, I'm going to imagine something new and exciting. Let me go look at YouTube and see what I can imagine. There's nothing new. There is nothing new.
So...
That's the Thompson, and that's the ridiculous, inappropriate, in every way, William Irwin Thompson quadrant. That's what you're doomed to here in Camp Middle America, USA, Middle Earth.
Are you saying
hey, listen, what was the previous topic? Your first topic was McLuhan, the printing press, right? Printing press.
Yeah. So
which quadrant or something?
Yeah, I said... when they said it ends in the Thompson quadrant, I was asking and clarifying if they meant the print era.
Right.
Okay, so the
Gutenberg,
so we should
have
no
killed
more...
them too with them and then coach house. Blow that coach house up and let's go back and undo all that crap and make Marshall's plan? Mother make Marshall McLuhan be the load his mother should have swallowed.
Wasn't that fun when I burned the book in Gutenberg?
Yeah, it was. That's great.
In Gutenberg.
We like that part. May it help more carbon. We got more carbon for it. So
yeah,
it's always
exactly.
good. Burn all the books. That's Bob's going back. That the Germans got away with it. Why can't Bob? We
right,
can burn.
So,
hey, Bob, we can burn. When you get really, 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 really rich, Bob, really not like just rich, but I mean like stupid rich, we can burn the library. What do you think? You want to?
That's right. It'll be fun.
I know. Let's buy another house, put all the books in it, and burn that house. That'll work. Then you can get a tax deduction for burning, for making the, doing an environmental deduction. Get a deduction for cleaning up all the old books.
Okay, so the phrase to
pay attention. We're going to work on that. We're going to work on that, Bob.
Ion, the phrase to pay attention. That came up
recently. If you can afford it, that's fine.
Yeah, so I don't know what I want to say about that, but there seems to be something about that. What is, to attend to something for attention, focus. It's something you have to pay for. Pay with your time, pay with your thinking, pay with all of that, right?
Well, B2, to make someone notice you, I knocked on the window to get her attention. Pay attention. B1, to watch, listen to, or think about something or someone carefully or with interest. If you don't pay attention now, you'll get it all wrong later.
Is that specifically to me right now that you're saying if I don't pay attention to someone now, I'll get it all wrong later?
No. If it applies to you, that's fine. But you're talking about paying attention, and we say, crazy, you can afford it.
Yeah.
Try to understand. Well, you're climbing up under somebody. Well, that's okay. We don't mind that. Depending on who it is and if you're pitching and catching and what's happening, what's going on. And, you know, you kind of go start to really look at the antonyms to pay attention. You end up with a lot of sloth things that aren't really antiphonally part of that definition. So we say it's just kind of lost.
Yeah. Well, I'm noticing that paying attention seems to be going away. The imagination seems to be going away. It's not a thinking man's game. Is the game disappearing? Hola.
I think he dropped off. What was the last topic? No, attention. Paying attention.
Yeah, paying attention.
Paying attention. Paying attention. Let me just write that down. Yeah, you got the feeling that there was, couldn't even pay attention anymore. Couldn't even focus.
Right.
That would.
Yeah.
Okay, second. That would be, so you came on, what do you call that? The chat line. And you said, Baba, thanks for turning me on to Zappa. You're educating me on Zappa and McLuhan. What caused that outburst?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, that's a list. It was a list. A-L-Y-S.
Oh,
you're A-L-Y-S-S-A, right? You're A-L-Y-S-S-A.
No, Y.
Oh, I.
Yeah.
A-L-I.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, there's another one called Alys, A-L-Y-S. That's where I got mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's good.
Okay,
I mean, Zappa and McLuhan, right?
Yeah. Now, you're saying there's no imagination, no attention.
Well, that's what they said. Nah.
Right. Well, this is what we're talking about with the five bodies. The chemical body doesn't get much notice in the world of communication.
Right.
You know, it's pretty puny, the chemical body. It's not to you, but in relation to other chemical bodies inside all the five-bodied media environments, that social motor communication land, that's where your chemical body is not an indicator of what's happening. It doesn't apply.
Mortar,
you still have an imagination. You still think. Still this. You still that. But it cannot be translated into the Android beam. Even though the Android beam is going to keep giving you technologies that look like they are supporting your private body apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the suggestion.
So I'm seeing. Can you break down the social mortar concept that obviously had a lot to do with the print era. You're speaking
about... No. Every form of communication, including ESP, is mortar.
Right.
Human-ascended people don't need to connect. You start connecting with someone, communicating, exchanging something, that's the world of mortar.
So a thought that just popped into my head is if when you're ascending, you don't need to connect, you're still connecting with yourself. So you have a...
All participants are now unmuted.
Yep, you're connecting between you and you. You have two conversations.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So I unmuted everybody for the final 15 minutes. Anybody can join in this conversation. But we're getting to the nitty-gritty here. Alyssa is asking good questions. And I'm trying to define it for you.
Yeah, so, Bob, so paying attention, focus, thinking, imagination, gameplay. These all seemed to be things, well, thinking has left, so to speak, within the application.
They're chemical body things. They're chemical body, look, they're chemical body operations that carry on as far as you look like you're alive. But you start talking, right now, what are we talking to outside of our conversation here? Who else is receiving it? What would they do with it? How could you have a press conference and then announce what we discovered today? Where are you going to do that? If you did, you can make a little Facebook page and announce something. In the gluttonation of over-commulated, glutenated, edumacated...
glutenated, quill, I like that.
Yeah, glutenated, endless, 1,000,000,000 times the Tower of Babel, there's no chemical body anchor. No chemical body anchor.
Right. Well,
and that,
I guess
once you fully understand that, you can enjoy your anchor.
You
know why you're adrift.
Well, what I'm getting to is, so the chemical body's puny now. But like as
the chemical body is nice. You got a nice body. You keep it healthy. You keep it in shape. Whatever. It does not translate to anything else. You do your chemical body for yourself, but it's not in the world of communication.
Right.
Of media, social order. You can interact with another body in any way you want, and you determine how that's going to work out. It's private.
So the body's being fused, though. It makes me shift away from the chemical body and into the chip landscape, and the chip body and this whole, like,
No. You don't have to do it. It's already happening. You don't have to make an effort. The chip body is part of your existence, and it could appear to be the majority of things. It doesn't have to be. But in terms of communication, you can get a little communication going with your chip body, with other chip bodies.
Well, here's my point. So if they say there's no imagination, do we need to define that within which body there's no imagination in? Or is it always just describing how it's applying in social mortar?
Yes. There's five kinds of imagination, if the mystery body has an imagination. So you got chemical, astral. You can read about all kinds of different kinds of imaginations in the astral world in Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he quotes Theosophy and Steiner and Buddhism. So there's chemical body imagination. It's just that the chemical body and the astral body imagination are puny to the type of imagination that creates the chip body world.
Mm-hmm.
It's always five of everything now. Five stomachs, five this, five that. And they're all mingling and mixing it up, these environments.
Did you see that virtual reality article that I sent? That's kind of part of why I'm considering this. Because, you know, what does that mean for an imagination within the virtual reality of the social mortar? What does it mean for there to be no game, no thinking, no focus, no whatever within
social mortar?
There's
lots of games
mortar
in the chip body. There's lots of games in the chip body. That's what all people play.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't translate it into any social chemical body reality.
Okay.
That's why the kids remain addicted and stay in their chip body and, it's, you know, neurotically keep doing the games because they don't know how to make their chemical body have a communication forum.
Mm-hmm.
So they just hide in the chip body. See, that's part of the problem. People don't know. They still imagine their chemical body is the main body, and they're trying to figure out how to relate it to something, and they can't translate it on a communication level to anything else. So they go and hide in their chip body because they're inarticulate,
so
don't know how to talk right.
Mm-hmm. When you say communication level, you keep saying communication level. What other levels are there?
There's the five bodies. They have different levels of communication.
Okay, so...
Different realities.
So
let's not say levels. Different... spheres, different atmospheres, different realms.
Uh-huh.
They become levels when... What?
I just was throwing the word communication out because you keep saying So you're saying spheres of communication?
Yeah, that's a normal word. Exchange,
mm-hmm.
connecting, translating,
mm-hmm.
paying attention
mm-hmm.
to somebody. Like I'm communicating with you. I'm paying attention to what you're saying, pretending
yeah.
to match with it, to find, remain on the same page, sort of.
Gutenberg.
Yeah, Gutenberg.
I don't eat any more gluten.
No?
Gutenberg. Well, that's fun. Yeah, I mean, it's just fun to watch what people are going to do in this virtual reality stuff. It's going to be fun.
Well, they've been doing it for 20 years. I don't find it interesting, but it'll probably have some new novelties, and one would just naturally look at the new. You'll be curious about whatever new form they're going to do it, but I don't know if it's interesting.
Well, I get your point.
That's something we don't have.
Gone.
Chemical body interesting. We don't have chemical body interest mm-hmm. anymore. Even interesting is hard to be. And this is what I said back in 2009. People are walking mm-hmm. around going, whatever. They don't know how to use their chemical body anymore. It's a pretty desperate state.
So I liked what you just said. Like, we've already been virtual reality for a long time. Now it's just appearing in a certain form.
Yeah.
With the Pokemon thing and with the upcoming virtual reality, that's going to, you know, it's just...
Do I have to know about the Pokemon thing? I don't have to know about it. If I someday walk on towards the beach and a swarm of people crowd around, and I know I've never heard of this thing, I might get a little puzzled. What's wrong with these people? Are they going to kill me, or what's happening? Then I get told, and then I get puzzled. Why would people do that? But there's nothing that they're going to do in the chip body I don't understand. I know
right.
the basic structure of the chip body, what it's for. So there's just going to be variations on a theme. But I can tell you what
but
to do with the chemical body.
The virtue. You're going to what? What did you just say?
I can tell you what to do with your chemical body.
What would you tell me to do with my chemical body?
Whatever. Oh, shit. Look, Ion's here. Sorry, Ion.
Whatever.
It's only been 4 hours ago. It's all right.
Yeah. Sorry. We went over. Okay. Who wants to ask Ion some questions?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, gosh,
thanks,
am I unmuted?
Yes.
You are. I do. Go.
All of non-physical. Will Bob ever unmute? So when Bob unmutes you, Ion, has he unmuted all of non-physical?
Yes, he has. Otherwise, he keeps us in a damn box, and we don't like it. It's very dark there.
And that's the real communication, Alyssa.
Say that again? Right?
Living in a cardboard box. Living in a box.
All right. Farewell until in another second. I'll talk to you all soon.
Why are you going? Don't go. Bob ain't going to bed yet.
I could stay on the line for a second.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to bed yet.
Didn't Jean ask her a question?
She blipped out because you put her in a box like we were travailing.
I
how you put us in a box. And it,
did I put
in a cardboard box, living in a box.
But
then she'll come back. She'll come back and you won't unmute her, so it doesn't really matter. So
okay, I can unmute everybody. I'll unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Your line is muted.
There you go. Oop, there it is.
Start talking.
Living in a cardboard box. Living in a box.
Hey, shut up. Let her ask a point. Go ahead, Jean.
Okay. Yes. All right. So the communication, Bob and Alyssa were talking about communication. Is the real communication communicating with you like this right here over the air on Payday?
Actually, it's more meaningfully applied when you go back to Memorex experiences. But see, this mm-hmm. is live in front of a taped studio audience. So when you come back, sometimes when we talk about, oh, wait, grab that glass, wait. And then when they in the future, listen to it, and they yes. grab the glass and they keep it from spilling, that's more applicable now, well, then, than now, because the now then is a then. Because if you can understand that now is not then, and the open then is, it can't be those ends. So the loose ends can't be tight ends, because the tight ends won't work in a Florida background.
That's the dots. It's the pattern, recognizing the pattern that's not consistent.
The soliloquy, yes.
Yes.
The dance.
The dance, the flow.
Mm.
Okay, so when you were talking to Brian last week, you mentioned the cards and table analogy, or Brian did. And I don't want to talk about the firmament anymore, but can we get subatomic with the table that isn't real? You know, we see a table, but it's not really there because of the space between the particles. But now you're bringing us on subatomic, where you're talking about what's going on in what we used to call space. Is that the new... The Middle Kingdom is matter. Is the... The new space, that space between...
It's the lyrics of the song, The Dance.
Oh, okay. That's easier.
What is your question, Gene?
I'm kind of going, this Middle Kingdom, if the Middle Kingdom is matter, what's the Inner Kingdom and the Outer Kingdom?
Yes, my life is better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have to miss the dance.
Okay, the lyrics of the dance. Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared neath the stars above, for a moment all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything. For a moment, wasn't I a king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say you know I might have changed it all? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Yes, my life is better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have missed the dance. Ion, there's times I don't ask you personal questions because I don't want to miss the dance. I want to see how it plays out.
That's right, and that's good, and this is the point. That's why this is that answer. Because then what happens is you chose to separate yourself from your power, so you should get the full box of what you're getting. So it's all good.
Yeah. So when I go back to the archives, there's always something there.
Something new and something different that you hadn't got, that you didn't get, that you're not getting now. You think you're getting it now. You're getting full-blown on. You're getting full frontal, non-physical nudity, but you can't take it all right now. But when you come back, you can sort of ease into it and acquiesce into it with a little oxycodone. It can't hurt.
Yes. Yes, and that's faith and trust, is trusting that that's just
Trust what you used to hide money from the government.
Oh, that's literal, yes.
God, well, it sure is, because in God we trust. All others should pay cash.
Okay, we're going to say goodbye before the music starts. So everybody say
goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.